journalists tend to worship politics. The Episcopal Church talks an awful lot about politics, and its stands on political issues are almost always identical to those favored by journalists. Then you throw in the fact that their churches are right downtown in major cities. They're very convenient. Then, not only that, they photograph well. And do not underestimate the importance of that. I mean, how exciting is a meeting of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church?
Very unexciting. I can assure you, very unexciting.
And the Southern Baptist Convention even more so. I mean, you know, at least charismatics wave their hands around in the air. It gives you something to photograph. Well, what if you had a chance to photograph people who look like Roman Catholic bishops, except half of them are women? You now have a couple of them that are gay, and they're doing what you want them to do, and they look like Catholics, and they're the good guys. So, I mean, to some degree, the Episcopal Church is just created. It's like God's gift to journalism, or the goddess's gift to journalism, or whatever, I mean, wherever you want to go with that metaphor. In my column, I finally just said the Episcopal Church is perfect. Episcopalian, the leadership of the Episcopal Church, for the most part, looks like Catholics and acts like journalists. What could be better than that?